Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on, Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf. All right.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Come out and enjoy live daytime Thoroughbred racing at the L.A. County Fair Meet now through July 7th. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred L.A. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can now watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch, get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where horse players get the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition. I'm Bob Ike, joined by John Lindo. We are live from the Lindo Loft. John, good morning, and thanks for having me over again.
Oh, thank you, and welcome back. Bob, you were on the road last week at Churchill Downs wearing your Horse Bills hat. And before we get started on anything else, you know, I've seen it on TV, the big new paddock they spent $200 million on. What did you think there in person?
You know, I hadn't been to Churchill since the 07 Derby, so obviously a lot of changes, all that paddock area, $200 million, as you've said. There's a number of surrounding rooms, both at ground level and above, so you can overlook that paddock. They have put in, John, get this, over the last decade or maybe the last five to eight years, $1 billion with a B into their facility, $1 billion into that facility. The paddock is $200 million. Of course, they've redone the turf course, which still may need a little more work down the road. The place is completely transformed. You have the old grandstand like before, but sort of the clubhouse side is very modern and renovated. We'll talk about the reason why. It's called Historical Horse Racing Machines. Their purse money is incredible. I was impressed by what they're doing there, John. So we can get into that. But we've got a great day of racing from around the country today, starting at Los Alamitos. The weekend starts there with 9 races, including the Los Alamitos Derby. First post at 1 o'clock. Speaking of Churchill, that Stephen Foster card today, John, incredible. 12 races, including 6 stakes. They get underway about 9:45 a.m. Pacific. And we'll have coverage from Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park. If you want to throw Monmouth and Pleasanton into the mix, John, a full day of racing.
Right, and one note, too, for playing the pick six over at Los Alamitos today. No pick six carryover, but today and next Saturday, if there's no carryover, Los Alamitos will see the pick six. They're going to throw $10,000 in the kitty. That reduces the takeout. It's a $1 pick six. It makes it a player-friendly wager.
So, John, getting back a little bit to Churchill, and my trip back there, I went with my partner, Mark Doche from Horse Bills. We were back there trying to drum up some business, hit the backside a number of days. One of our stops was to the Derby City Gaming Room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, haven't been there.
They've got two of them, one downtown and one sort of on the outskirts closer to Churchill. So we wanted to get in there and get a firsthand look and find out exactly what these historical horse racing machines are all about. So we walk in. It's a large casino. You wouldn't know if it was anything different than a Vegas place or an Indian casino. And we're looking around and, you know, trying to find these historical racing machines. So we asked the lady working the desk, where are they? And she said, you're looking at them with her arms wide open. All of these machines here are called historical horse racing machines. They probably had 500 slot machines. They're basically slots, John. You would walk in.
Sure.
You wouldn't know the difference. So my perspective, or my perception rather, and I think a lot of people are, wait a minute, these are supposed to be horse racing machines. You know, you call up the past performances and you watch a race on there. Well, you can do that. But there's also a setting that turns all that off.
Ah.
So people are hitting it like a slot machine. Nobody there is pulling up past performances to try to study and pick their three horses and watch the race. What they're doing is turning off that setting and playing the slot as you would anywhere else. And in the last 2 seconds of your roll there, you'll see the race up in the top corner of the machine. Don't blink or you'll miss it as the horses go by the wire for about 2 seconds. So
that's your horse race.
That is your horse
version
race.
Of the machine.
And what they have done is replace the random generation of results from a slot machine with the results from past horse races. Technically, these are pari-mutuel machines because you're betting against other people in the facility and in that pool playing the slots. So it was a great, ingenious loophole that I believe the guy at Oaklawn Park originally came up with. Oaklawn's had these machines since 2000. Kentucky fought a lot of court battles, has had them in for, I think, since 08 now. John, they are slot machines with a loophole that's called pari-mutuel wagering. We have legalized pari-mutuel wagering in California. Why we couldn't have these machines is beyond me. I know we have a strong Indian gaming lobby here. We've got Nevada right across the road. But these machines would save horse racing in California. The amount of money that's generated, look at the purses at Churchill. Maidens run for $120,000. Allowance run for $130,000, $140,000. If we could get these machines in, and obviously, you know, we're not politicians, John. We're not part of the legislature or track management and ownership. There's got to be a way to do this because they're pari-mutuel. Some states have just put them in and said, hey, we'll take our chances with the state legislator. That hasn't generally worked. If we could get them in, I think we could turn California around within 2 to 3 years, match that kind of purse money, and again, we would have the strongest circuit in the nation.
Well, you say that. CDI, Churchill Downs Incorporated, owns Arlington Park. They had a casino 15 miles down the road from Arlington. They chose not to put the machines at Arlington because their takeout out of that would not be the same as what they would get out of their casino, and they didn't want to provide their own competition within themselves. And so, you know, looking at it from an Indian gaming standpoint, why would I want to put the machines in over there and get less per machine than I would by running our own casinos without the horse racing? We don't need that aggravation, and that's the problem.
But Santa Anita has a huge facility.
They
How
do.
Many machines you could put in there? Build your own little mini casino like Oaklawn Park has done. Del Mar has the fairgrounds and a lot of property. So I don't know how it would be done, John. I'm sure there's a lot of work, but somebody needs to get the ball rolling and let's start doing the work, because these machines are actually the savior. Look where Oaklawn Park was two decades ago. Look where Kentucky Racing was a decade ago. They were nothing like this, John. The machines came into Kentucky Downs. Look what they've done there to purse money.
Absolutely. It's just incredible.
So it was very, very educational, John, to go on that trip and to see this and to see what's happened to racing there at Churchill Downs. And again, they're pari-mutuel machines, because you're not playing against the house. You're playing against other people within that pool. So anyway, that's that, John. And let's get to horse racing. By the way, the facility there, though, has been completely renovated, and you love going to the races at Churchill.
It's a good experience, and they do that Twilight on Thursdays and stuff. And
back to the local scene. While I was away, John, Tyler Bays was injured. It seemed like it happened coming out of the paddock or in post-parade. Fill us in.
Right. He was on a two-year-old in the warm-up, a filly named Swift Harmony. Apparently, you know, she was a real handful, and he hurt his hand. He rode the race. After the race, he had problems even getting his silks off. So after that, he took off the rest of the card, went to the doctor Monday. Turns out he's got a fracture in a hand. He will not ride the rest of Los Alamitos. He hopes to be back the start of Del Mar. That'll be dependent on a clearance by an X-ray and a clearance by the doctors.
Also, while I was away, got news and watching social media that Librato Barocchio's horses had been scratched. There was some controversy about something that went on in the detention barn. So what's up with that, John?
Well, less than an hour before last Saturday's Bertrando Stakes at Los Alamitos, Barocchio had a horse named Dick Best. And all of a sudden we hear over the speakers that Dick Best has been scratched. It turns out that the groom for Dick Best walked into the gelding stall in the holding barn, the receiving barn, waiting to go over to the paddock, and the security guard confronted the groom, decided that, hey, this could be something bad. The groom was supposedly working on the horse's feet, but they scratched that horse, and because of what happened, they scratched Barocchio's two horses on Sunday. Now, he doesn't have a horse entered today or tomorrow. They're supposedly testing these horses to make sure there was no medications or anything given to these horses. So we'll see where this goes, but there has not been any suspension, but I don't know if he was not allowed to enter this weekend, but there are no horses from the Barocchio barn running at Los Alamitos this weekend.
And as I mentioned, a 9-race card today that kicks off at 1 o'clock. The feature goes as the 8th. That's the Los Al Derby. We'll get a preview on that from Bob Mazursky in our next segment, a field of 5. But a race we're very keenly interested in today, John, is the Lidlifter at Los Al. There's a 2-year-old debuting horse in there named Privman. He's drawn the outside name for our good friend and former host of this show, Jay Privman.
Yeah, longtime host of Thoroughbred LA, the former national correspondent for Daily Racing Form, the ownership group, which is that big group of owners that Bob Baffert has that buys expensive yearlings. They paid $625,000 for the son of Justify. Got Jay's permission to name the horse Privman with the caveat that they don't geld him. So he is a full horse making his debut today, draws post number 8. I know it wasn't named Lindo because he drew an outside post sprinting. I would, if it's on the rail, you can name the horse Lindo. But best of luck to Jay's namesake Privman, trained by Bob Baffert. We'll see how the horse runs today, and hopefully Privman and Privman would get to the winner's circle today at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, that would be cool. And in Steve Anderson's article today, he said it was said they texted Bob Baffert to find out about the horse, and he said, well, he is faster than his namesake. So
that's a good thing.
That's a positive. So we will look for Privman in the first race today and see how that result goes. John, you were busy doing your regular Lindo report. You've done both Los Alamitos and the Belmont at Aqueduct card today, promoted by and carried by the South Point. Every racing day, your selection sheet available for free in there at the South Point. So give us the phone number, how to get a room up there 4th of July weekend coming up. And then, of course, we want to get a selection from you from the Lindo Report.
Sure. If you want to get out to the South Point for the holiday weekend coming up next week, the 4th of July on Thursday, there will be racing in Los Alamitos on Thursday. The phone number of the South Point, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He's the racebook manager there. Ask how you can get your Thoroughbred LA horse player rate. As far as plays today, I'll give you one from both Aqueduct and from Los Alamitos. First of all, Aqueduct, let's go to race number 8. Number 2, I heard the track announcer pronounce this horse's name Kinane. So, I don't know, it looks like Sanani to me. Kinane is what the call is. Got cooked in a really suicidal pace duel last time. Catches an easier pace scenario today. He might be able to shake loose. He's 12-1 on the program, so he's the worst playing to me. Number 2, Kinane, race number 8 at Belmont at Aqueduct. And over at Los Alamitos, I'll go down to the 9th and final. A first-time starter, number 9, Fly at Night. Good solid work pattern for trainer Mark Latt. Kyle Frey takes the call. It doesn't look like a particularly tough field here. I think this horse is well meant. So 5-2 in the program. Let's end the day with number 9, Fly at Night at the Los Alamitos. And I know you looked at that card at Churchill Downs coming out of there from last weekend. What do you like today at Churchill?
Yeah, it's a great card, John. You've got a pick 6 that's a mandatory payout tomorrow. I think 3 pick 5s today, John. It's loaded today. And I'm going to go to the 9th race, which is the American Derby. And we will have Bruce Finkelstein also previewing this race. I texted Bruce. I said, hey, if you disagree with me, don't worry about it. Not going to hurt my feelings. It's a really good race, John. The American Derby, a mile and a 16th for 3-year-olds on the turf. And I know the favorite's going to be tough. Number 1, Green Light. It looks like he's going to probably get an easy lead. The 7, First World War, maybe gets first run. I'm going to try a price horse in here from a barn that I absolutely love, and that's the Cherie DeVoe barn. I like number 8, Brilliant Birdie, who's 2-for-2 over the Churchill Downs turf course, breaking maiden, then following that up with a very impressive allowance win. And part of the handicapping equation on the Churchill turf is if you like that course, that it's a kind of a horse for course. A lot of horses don't get over it. This horse gets over it. I know he's taking the worst of it on the pace situation, but he can really finish. He goes back to Brian Hernandez, and the price is right at 8-1. So my radio play, no sheet for me today, just a radio play. 9th at Churchill, number 8, Brilliant Birdie at 8-1. If you're playing exactas or tries, hook him up with numbers 1, 6, and 7. Well, John, that'll take us to our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from Los Alamitos, John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos. With daytime racing through Sunday, July 7th, first post is 1 p.m. Pacific. And we're adding $10,000 to the Pick 6 this Saturday afternoon. And coming up, we'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championships in Las Vegas. Contest formats and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late pick fours. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Make your plans to visit us for the Los Alamitos Derby this Saturday.
Developed by Horsemen, horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice
choice of scent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in a restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Saturday edition, Bob Ike and John Lindo from the Lindo Loft. And John, how about our cowbred of the week?
Our cowbred of the week is None Above the Law, who won the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes at Los Alamitos last Saturday. None Above the Law is by Cara Conti out of the Northern Fleet Mare Legally Blanca, was bred by Judy and Kurt Robeson, owned by Hector Castrolan, and is trained by Jorge Parabon. Seven wins now from 34 lifetime starts, career earnings of over $637,000. Congratulations to the connections of None Above the Law, our cowbred of the week.
And John, tell us about that Northern California yearling sale that's coming up in midsummer.
Yeah, it's coming up August 13th. That's a Tuesday up at Pleasanton. Sale will go off at 12 noon, so you've got time to go over through that catalog. It's not that far away, so keep it on your calendar, the Northern California yearling sale, Tuesday, August the 13th.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky. He's the handicapper for the Southern California Newspaper Group, and more importantly right now, the publicity director for daytime racing at Los Alamitos. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing really well. You guys are into day three today of your meet. So one important note, and we mentioned it in the top segment, is the pick six money today that is seeded with $10,000. So tell us about that, Bob.
Yeah, that's something the Dr. Allred has decided to do before the meet. We did it during the winter meet as well, and they do it during the quarter horse night. They seed the pick six with $10,000 on days, on Saturdays where there's no carryover. We're going to do it this Saturday, and then if next Friday nobody hits the pick six, we'll have it again next Saturday, which is our big day of the meet with the Great Lady M being run and, of course, the handicapping contest next Saturday. So we have $10,000 already in the pick six today, and it's for those who want to play.
And, Bob, the feature race today goes as the eighth race on the card. That's the $100,000 Los Alamitos Derby. This is a race that has been dominated by trainer Bob Baffert. I think he's won seven in a row. He's got two horses in this five-horse field, but he doesn't have the favorite.
No, he doesn't. He's won it seven in a row and eight out of nine in the last 9 years. So, yeah, he's got Cornell and he's got Winstock. Winstock, of course, has not had a very good year so far, but he did win the Los Al Futurity here in the winter. Biggest win of his career, obviously, for Dr. Allred and Jack Liebau. Cornell comes off a race where he chased his very talented stablemate Parenting, and then Tapelo is the horse that you mentioned. He is the favorite. He's drawn inside, comes off a huge win in the Las Barrera where he just dominated on the front end. But, you know, both of his wins have been at 7-8, so how will he handle a mile and an eighth today? That's the question. He hasn't routed particularly well in the past, but he is probably the speed of the speed. He draws inside. He's trained well out of that win, so he's probably the one to beat. But, you know, with the distance is a question. I think, honestly, all five of them in here have some question marks attached to them.
As far as getting a pick from you today, I'm going to wait just a second. I'll let Bob handle that. But we have a closing week next week already, and I want to make sure we have the race day schedule. It's different than the weekends that we've run the first 2 weeks here.
Yeah, we've just run weekends the first 2 weeks, but on the next week we'll have 4 days in a row, starting with the 4th of July on Thursday. Then we'll run right through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, 1 o'clock post every day. As I mentioned, we have the Great Lady M next Saturday. That's a grade two for fillies and mares. We have a lot of noms in that race. We have 20 noms, so we should have a full field in that race. And then, of course, is the handicapping contest as well, where two seats will be up for grabs for the NHC next year in Las Vegas. Then we wrap it up on Sunday, the 7th, and we have that little break between the end of our meet and the start of Del Mar on the 20th of July.
John Lindo, you're partial to that race, the Great Lady M.
Big fan of the Great Lady M Stakes. We won that back in, I think it was 2018, with the Great Lady M. But the best part is I've got a picture on the wall here. Ed Burkhardt handed me the trophy.
Yeah, that's
awesome. We should have done a little Stanley Cup thing and poured some adult beverages in there.
Very good. Hey, Bob, I want to get a selection from you today from Los Al. Where do you want to go on the 9-race card?
I'm going to go to the 5th race today and take number 5, Happy Happy. There are 4 horses drawn inside of that race. They're all need the lead types. Happy Happy has shown the ability in the past to come from off the pace, so I'm hoping that's how he's ridden today. Comes off a decent race on the grass over at Santa Anita. So I'm going to go to number 5, Happy Happy, hopefully for an off-the-pace win in race 5.
And the morning line price there at 7-2. We'll try to get Happy Happy home. Thank you, Bob. Good luck this weekend. We will talk to you again next Saturday.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good day. Take care.
Okay. That was Bob Mazursky. And let's bring in now John Hardoon from the Ragazin Sheets. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing really well. Good to talk to you again. John, first of all, we wanted you to preview the Manila Stakes. Today goes as race 7 at the Belmont at Big A meet. This is a mile on the turf course for 3-year-olds. How'd you see this one, John?
Well, it's now down to a field of 5 after the late scratch of the 1 Mattingly. The 5 out of the horses that have run on the turf, Please Advise is the horse that I like best. However, the number 6 horse in here, Deterministic, is a Christopher Clement horse who's trying the grass for the first time. This is an interesting story. They had grass in mind for this horse, but they got Kentucky Derby fever, and they were trying to get him into the big races. So they're finally going to put him on the grass today for the first time. I don't know. Again, the 5 is a horse that I like, that out of the horses that have run on the turf, but the 6 tries grass for the first time, and originally this was bought to be a turf horse. So let's see what happens.
We always like to get 2 selections from you. So, John Lindo, why don't you jump in and get the first play from Mr. Hardoon?
I will, and as usual, John's been busy. He's got Belmont at Aqueduct, Churchill Downs with a great card, Los Alamitos out here, and I think he did Gulfstream Park too. Nothing, you know, he probably had a little extra free time. So, John, where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Let's go to Belmont, look at race number 10, a mile and a 16th on the turf. The number 3 horse in here, Just for Luck, a 4-year-old gelding, makes his second start since joining the Mike Maker barn. This is an improving horse. He's getting better with each start. Only 3-1 on the morning line. However, it's a pick 5, pick 6 single in today's 10th race out at Belmont Park.
All right, Belmont at Aqueduct, race 10, Just for Luck. That's the first radio play. John, where do you want to go for your second selection?
Churchill Downs, race number 10, the Kelly Blandon Stakes, and I love the number 1 horse in here, Anarchist. 5-year-old from the Doug O'Neill barn, coming off of a layoff. He's trained well. He picks this spot to bring this horse back in. It's got to mean something. Obviously, the horse is ready to go. Antonio Frasu comes in to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Look for number 1, Anarchist, to win today's 10th race out of Churchill Downs.
Part of that great Churchill Downs card, 6.5 from the rail. And, John, when I was back there, one of the first parking spots you see is that Doug O'Neill has his little string of horses there. So felt like being right at home.
Well, let's hope he's busy at Del Mar, too. We need the horses out here.
Absolutely, we do. Thank you, John Hardoon. Tell us what's available today and give us all the coordinates on that website.
JONHARDOON.com, 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today, Belmont at the Big A, Churchill, Gulfstream, and Los Al selections.
Busy man, as always. Thank you, John. Have a great weekend. We will listen to you on Mike's show tomorrow and talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right, that was John Hardoon. And, John Lindo, what do you have for us before we go to break?
Let's go ahead and give the information we have from Daily Racing Form. You can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All-Access Past Performances with one of the best-in-class products. You now get all three PP formats, including the DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All-Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today.
John, as I've mentioned a couple times on this show, Formulator is a tool that I recently started using. I mean, within probably the last 6 or 8 months. I don't know how I went without it. You look up pedigrees, you look up, dams of and their siblings, and you can look up the sire stats on there and lifetime PPs as well going back. Click on the race, see who comes out of those races.
Right. It's replays. You get the. Yes. You can figure out which races are live, next out winners. It is an unbelievable product.
And a couple clicks of the button save how many hours of research, right?
Yeah,
John?
We did it old school.
Yeah,
before.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, let's take our next time out. When we come back, Scott Shapiro, he's doing work for DRF and ExpressBet.com. And Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $270,000 on June 8th in horse players. Don't forget about our weekend doubleheaders with live thoroughbred racing action during the day, followed by our nighttime program. Make your plans now for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday afternoon, June 29th. Reserve a table today in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgard Sports Bar with more than 60 HD TVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com. From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known trackman Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John, that's one of the great songs of all time. It's Dreams, Fleetwood Mac. Oh, I love Stevie Nicks' voice.
You ready to bet some horses now?
I'm ready to bet some horses. Hey, we've got some friends back sponsoring us again for the upcoming Del Mar meet.
That's right. If you're coming down to Del Mar and you're making your plans, and you should now, make sure you include the Pamplemousse Grill as a place to go for dinner as you celebrate your victories down at Del Mar. Phone number to call, 858-792-9090. Tell Jeff Strauss that Bob and John sent you. You will not be disappointed. Their website, pgrill, that's pgrille.com.
Very good. Can't wait. John, we'll have a dinner or two down at the Pamplemousse while we're there.
Oh, absolutely. You can't lose there.
Let's bring in Scott Shapiro, my buddy, who's doing work at DRF and ExpressBet.com and shapper on my trip to Churchill. The only thing missing was not seeing you there, my friend.
Well, that's kind of the way it'll be moving forward, but it sounds like you had a great time, and sounds like you had a little bit of success, and got to see some people, and they've done some real good renovations there for sure, so glad you got to experience it.
And thank you. You kind of set us up there in that gold room, and that was a first-class place to watch. And it came in real handy, Shapper, when it was 94 degrees and a little bit of humidity out. That air conditioning felt real good in there.
Sure did. That's kind of where I was, or when we were outside for a lot of the time. That would be my escape after it was hot to run in there to see. So I know full well what it's like to have the gold room as an escape.
Well, I know you're going to look at a race today, the big one there at Churchill. The Stephen Foster goes as race 11. How'd you see this one, Shapper?
Yeah, $1 million, mile and an eighth, grade one event, race 11 on the 12 race card. And, I'm not all that creative in here. I don't see a ton of speed. I think First Mission is the morning line favorite in here. Draws inside with Laurent Giroux aboard. I'd expect him to be aggressive, maybe try to make the lead, if not sit just off it. You've got Kings Barn to the outside coming off a runner-up effort as the 3-5 favorite in the Pimlico Special. It's a tougher field, but maybe you could make an excuse for him that day. This is his third off the bench. And then you have my top pick, Skippy Longstocking, who I think is going to sit just off his First Mission. And this horse brings his race on the road. He's only raced once at Churchill, but that was all the way back in Halloween of 2021. He didn't hit the board. He ran fourth. I wouldn't hold that against him. I think he's going to get the perfect trip. I think he's the class of the field. And I'm going to try to get number one Pyrenees maybe into the exact or trifecta underneath. One comes off to win in that Pimlico Special. I don't think good enough to win the race, but projects to get a good trip, and I think peaking. But I landed on Skippy Longstocking over the favorite First Mission in the Stephen Foster.
All right, Skippy Longstocking for trainer Safi Joseph, another guy who's got a small string there at Churchill. John Lindo, jump right in.
Well, Scott, before we get an official radio play from you at Churchill Downs, tomorrow is closing day there, so what do you have available at ExpressBet.com? I know you're doing the work. There will be a mandatory payout in their version of the Rainbow Six. So what are you going to have available for us on closing day at Churchill?
Right, John. It'll be a mandatory either way, but assuming it doesn't come down today, it'll be somewhere in the 300,000 plus range. It's 312 going into today. I don't have any content up yet. I'll be doing a video in the morning with regards to that if the carryover sticks. And then I'm also going to do a spaces on Twitter like I did this morning if the mandatory payout doesn't go down today. So I'll have those two pieces up and then some thoughts throughout the card up on Twitter.
Sounds good. Let's go ahead and get your radio play and also give us your Twitter handle so people can access that.
Yeah, thank you. It's at ScottShap34 on Twitter. And then my radio play is going to come in race 5. It ends the early pick 5, which is about to start in 6 minutes, and kicks off a middle pick 4. I like number 12, Yes Indeed. Fourth career start, pricey daughter of Voltioro, debuted and made the second career start at Fairgrounds. Won in that second start, first to two turns, and then I thought didn't get a real good trip against a better first-level allowance group of team and was caught in tight off a pretty slow pace. It now moves to an outside draw. I think should get a favorable race shape here. A lot of speed to her inside. We'll go number 12, Yes Indeed, 6-1 on the morning line in race 5 at Churchill.
Yes Indeed, let's get it home for a trainer that I'm a big fan of, Cherie DeVoe. I mean, this woman really sends out some runners, does a great job. So Shopper, good luck with your radio pick. Good luck this weekend. Let's both maybe get a little chunk of that pick six money as we go out the door here closing weekend at Churchill Downs. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, buddy. Sounds good. Have a good one, guys. Good luck.
We lost. I guess
he's over Scott's, to the windows.
Scott, you know, saw him come onto the track there at Churchill and we needed to get that pick five in.
That's the horse player mentality.
Well, how about Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com? Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
Hello, Bruce.
I'm here. Hello.
I'm not here, Bruce. Are you?
Oh, there he is. I got you. Hey, Bruce. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's it going? Very interesting. I loved your report from Churchill Downs, Bob. Very interesting.
It was very enlightening, very educational. I don't know how we can get it done out here in California, but if we can, and if there's a will, there's a way, and I think it would completely turn things around here within a 2 or 3 year period. So anyway, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Let's just hope it doesn't go to a vote. That would be the only thing I would worry about, right?
Well, you know, I was talking to the floor man.
Yes, yeah, I do.
The floor manager back there at one of these Derby City gaming places was really very knowledgeable about both horse racing and his business. And he said, hey, just put the machines in and take your chances and let them come in and pull them out. But once they see the revenue that starts getting generated for the state, they don't want to take these machines out.
No, that's a
topic for another day, Bruce. I want you to look at the race that I gave out, the American Derby, which goes as the ninth at Churchill. Tell me if I'm off base or you like something else, and you won't hurt my feelings. Who do you like, Bruce?
No, you stole my thunder on this one. I agree with you on this Brilliant Birdie, who I don't know that it'll be 8-1. I think that was kind of like a no-respect line. But what did he do wrong in his last race? I mean, he kind of overcame just an average pace, kind of raced in the middle of the pack. He won a nice prolonged stretch battle. You know what was really impressive, though, guys, was the last 50 yards. The margin wasn't huge, but he just took off, and he galloped out a mile in front. He loves his turf course. It doesn't look like he's all that pace-dependent, guys, because he's closed into some slow tempos in the past. I'm with you on this one, Bob. I agree on the 8, Brilliant Birdie. A couple of other horses I was looking at would be the 6, Depiction. I don't know if he wants to run a whole lot further than a mile, but that was an impressive win over the track from off the pace. And I get the feeling the First World War with Frankie Dettori, everyone thinks that these Euro riders aren't aggressive. Just the opposite with Dettori. He won a desperate finish in the Penn Mile, but he's got a little bit of speed, and I think he's going to be right on top of the favorite Green Light throughout, and that gives him a shot here as they shouldn't go all that fast. But I'm with you on this one, Bob. I like the 8, Brilliant Birdie also, but a couple other horses to use with it would be the 6, Depiction, and the 7, First World War.
All right, good. I feel good about that, Bruce. We both have the same top pick. We've got the same contenders. I know we're going to get out of that race now. I feel it with confidence. John Lindo, let's get the first of Bruce's picks.
Well, I know, Bruce, you're looking at Los Alamitos, so let's get a play from you, first of all, from Los Alamitos.
Let's go to the 6th race. How about a horse that maybe where the light bulb went on and maybe they put in the right spot in the 6th race? The 2, You're in Trouble for Doug O'Neill. Dropped of maiden 40 last time out. The horse made the lead. Kind of took a weird step. I don't know if it was Maldonado kind of keeping him off the rail or the horse shifted a little bit, but let this another speed horse come inside of her, no problem. She dueled with the front of the other speed and won convincingly. She came home fast. She's going to be up close again in a race lacking in pace. She's had that confidence-building win coming in from Santa Anita. I think she can come right back again. So in race 6, let's go with the 2. You're in Trouble, listed at 3-1 on the morning line.
Well, that's at Los Al, and we want to get one more pick from you, and I think you wanted to go to Churchill, right, Bruce?
Yeah, there's so many great races to choose from. How about the seventh race, the Wise Dan, a horse that had a breakthrough win coming in here, is the 5 Win for the Money for Mark Cassie. This horse came off an 8-month layoff, ran in a minor stakes at Gulfstream Park. Now, I know the fractions look super fast. I think maybe the turf was a little on the quick side that day. He laid third behind what looked like, when you eyeball the race, kind of a just an average pace. He took over on the turn, and he won like a wild horse down the lane. He won by 7 lengths, almost 7 lengths. It looks like he could have won by more. He drops weight out of that race. I love that. He's going to be up close here. He doesn't need the lead, but he's going to be up close to a slow tempo. Ottoman Fleet, the big favorite, certainly is a use, but if you go back and watch his race at Churchill, he was all out to win that Grade 3 Arlington. I think he could be a little bit vulnerable, but he is strictly the horse to beat. I kind of like the fresh horse second off the layoff, the 5. Win for the Money, 9-2 on the morning line, and I would probably use the favorite as a saver, the 2 Ottoman Fleet.
Excellent, Bruce. Tell us what's available today at the website, betonbruce.com.
Great card today at Churchill. We did the last 6 races, all stakes races under the Churchill Downs Best Bets. We have the full card at Los Alamitos. Late races, also a good card at Belmont, at Aqueduct today. That's on the full card with audio, and also Best Bets at Los Alamitos, all at betonbruce.com.
Very good, Bruce, and have a great weekend. Good luck, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.
Take care, Bob.
Hey, John, before we go to break, how about a word on DK Horse?
Absolutely. Again, we're getting ready for Saratoga and Del Mar. If you want to play via your phone, you can saddle up for action with DK Horse, the official affiliate of DraftKings. New customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus of up to $250 when they opt in with the code TBLA. That's for Thoroughbred LA, and it's only on the DK Horse app.
Well, let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. Michael Rona will fill us in on Los Alamitos, and he's working day and night, as John Lindo noted last weekend. That's the final segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos. With daytime racing through Sunday, July 7th, first post is 1 p.m. Pacific, and we're adding $10,000 to the Pick 6 this Saturday afternoon. And coming up, we'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championships in Las Vegas. Contest formats and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick 4s. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Make your plans to visit us for the Los Alamitos Derby this Saturday.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar, the Pamplemousse Grill.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, final segment. Hey, John, let's reiterate that pick six at Los Alamitos.
It's a $2 pick six wager. I think I might have said a dollar by mistake. My apologies. It is a $2 minimum wager, $10,000 seated in that pool today.
And if you can't be out at Los Alamitos today, let's talk about a couple simulcast options, starting with the OC Tavern.
Right, OC Tavern. It's about 10 minutes to post at the OC Tavern. Gates will be open there. You can go and watch, wager, great food. You can play the morning stuff here at Churchill Downs and Aqueduct, play those radio selections, and then get to Los Alamitos for the afternoon.
And another option is the Derby Room out at Fairplex. And, again, just want to reiterate our condolences to the family of founder Armin Zanetjian. I went to the memorial on Tuesday, John. You talk about a tribute to a man. There must have been 500 people there, family, friends, relatives, number of racing industry people there as well. And I think, you know, most importantly, saw a lot of his customers and employees there, and that says it all about a person.
It tells you something about the man, yes.
So get out to the Derby Room. We're going to miss Armin, but Brandon, his son, doing a great job out there. Say hi to him. And Monica, tell him you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. That's the Derby Room at Fairplex. Let's now bring in Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. Hey, John. How are you?
We're doing well. We noticed, again, no turf racing this week at Gulfstream Park, so that has left you with lots of tapita, unfortunately.
Well, when they went to tapita, I left town, as I mentioned.
That's right.
And my bucket list journey will be taking me from Pittsburgh into Virginia, Pinehurst, and Myrtle Beach. I'll still be able to follow the races, because believe it or not, unless the weather fails us, we have two turf races listed on the card for Friday. That's right. Starting in July, Gulfstream is only Friday, Saturday, Sunday racing, and that goes all the way through November. So if you're looking for Gulfstream on a Thursday in the near future, do yourself a favor, find something else to do or somewhere else to bet.
Well, Toby, we've got watching and wagering around the country today. Do you have something for us on one of the races at Gulfstream?
I do. I'm going to take you to the second race today, and it is Tapita, but I like a first-time starter. It's number seven. Her name is White Claw Woman. Comes from the Jack Sisterson barn, draws the open outside post, going 5.5 furlongs. I think this is the spot for a first-timer. Behind her, we're looking at the two Elagio, the one Boho Lady, and the six, Ride On Cupid, 7-2-1-6. Get all the six in today's second at Gulfstream Park.
TobyCallett.com. Toby, enjoy your trip. Enjoy your golf. It sounds fantastic, and we will check in with you again next week.
looking forward to it. Thanks, Bob.
All right, TobyKellett.com. Final stop, Michael Rona. As you heard Michael Jackson tell us, he's working day and night. Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you, Bob. That $10,000 seeding of the Pick 6 pool today mirrors what has become a very popular promotion at night on Sundays when there's no Pick 6 carryover. And they're going to do it again next Saturday afternoon, closing weekend of the Thoroughbred meet, if there is no daytime Pick 6 carryover next Saturday. So hopefully that'll spice up the action in the Pick 6 pool.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing like starting with a little seed money. You get $10,000 of free money, right, John?
Well, it lowers the takeout.
That's
a player-friendly thing, and we have to support those kind of things when they want to make it better for the horse player. Go to the windows.
Hey, Michael, this is day three of your eight-day meet. How have you found it so far? And you're adjusting well, I assume, to the day-night schedule.
Yes, mate. So far, so good. Feeling quite fresh. It's been a light week for me. You've referenced a couple of times on this show that I've recently been doing some Friday night studio work at FanDuel TV, principally covering the Aussie racing, but I opted out of that for the 3 weeks of the Thoroughbred meet, even though there's no Friday night racing at Losail. I felt that would be detrimental to my preparation and freshness for the double duty. So mate, I'm feeling quite balanced at the moment.
They're consummate professional, John.
Always, always. Hey, Michael, with the 1 o'clock first post time, 9 races today, 8 races tomorrow and during the daytime, what are the post times at night for Los Alamitos Quarter Horse Racing?
Tonight, the first of 8 races is 6:05, and it's an earlier start tomorrow, John, 5:35. So we'll be over pretty early tomorrow night.
Well, Michael, what's going on tonight under the lights? And go ahead and take us into your radio play whenever you're ready.
Sure. Well, the radio play would be in the allowance feature, which is the final race, number 8. It's a very good lineup of 2-year-old fillies at 300 yards. A few of them have had cracks at futurity trials, be it the Kindergarten or Edberg Million. I'm with number 6, Powerful Wise Lady. She has a lot of things that I like. The strength in her form lines is wonderful. Her debut second was to Up to Party, who came out to be the fastest qualifier for the Edberg Million and subsequent winner of that million-dollar race. Then Powerful Wise Lady broke her maiden in extremely impressive fashion. She overcame terrible early bother to win by a length over a subsequent winner, AJ Flawless. And then in her trial to the Edberg Million Futurity, she again had a troubled trip, finished third. The runner-up just missed in the final of the Edberg Million Ultimate Battle. There's all sorts of very positive pointers as far as the company lines in her 3 starts. And I think she's got an excellent chance. I just wish the race were 350 like last start, but she cuts back to 300. That's my only query. But if she gets out Inley, I think she wins. She's 5-2 on Ed Burgart's morning line. Number 6, Powerful Wise Lady in race 8 tonight.
Very good. Powerful Wise Lady at 5-2. Michael, everything available at losalamitos.com. I know there's some good stuff on there that you're part of as well.
Yes, there's a weekly webcast preview show, which is posted both on the website, losalamitos.com, and on the tracks. X handle I posted as well on social media. It's a preview of the weekend action and a little review from last week. So you can check that out, as well as all of the gatework videos available for free. Next weekend, Impressum returns to action in the Grade 1 Vessels Maturity versus Jericho and London Toby. That's going to be an outstanding race that gets the winner into December's Champion of Champions.
Excellent. Can't wait for that, Michael, and keep up the good work. We will talk to you again next Saturday.
Thanks, fellas. Hooroo.
All right, that was Michael Rona and John Lindo. Thank you for having me over. We will enjoy a bagel and coffee now and make sure we are on the right page for our gambling today.
We will be firing away while we're enjoying breakfast.
Well, I want to thank all of our guests. We have the best guests in racing, John. They come prepared every week and do an outstanding job. I want to thank Howard Drescher inside for doing the great job at the studio. Andy Harris is next up. Stay tuned for that, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Mike Willman is here tomorrow from 8 to 10. And don't forget Privman in the first race at Los Al. Let's try to get him home, John.
Go Priv.
Thanks for listening. Good luck today. Cash some tickets. We will talk to you again next Saturday on Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse